Yeah, about the same. Okay. Today we're going to continue in Yone Vestos. And just a reminder that the Bechin of Ez Hashem is on next Tuesday. Ez Hashem, Abba'aleinu Tova. And we won't have Shir on Monday, but we'll have the Bechin on Tuesday, then we'll have a Shir Wednesday and Thursday at the same time in the morning to make up for the not having Shir Monday. The reason we're not having Shir Monday is an extra Chazar day for Bechin that will be on Tuesday. So, and it'll be up to Vestos. It won't include Vestos, so make it easier. Okay. So let's learn the Mishnah on Samach Gimel on the base in the bottom on page one. Need page one, packet nine. Hi, sir. Hi, sir. Limuda. Yozroa Yom Tezvav, Vishintu the Yozroa Yom Chof. Say, a woman normally would see every 15 days. So there is a concept called a versus kavua and a versus she'ena kavua. A versus kavua means when three times in a row there's a certain consistency. Yeah, three times in a row. It means that's four periods, but three times in a row there was a certain interval. Because you need four periods to have three intervals.
Is this
or? It's a similar idea.
But it's
not based on the rules of the Lord. So therefore, if a person has what's called a Vesis Kavua, they have a pattern which recurred three times. Like, she saw her period every 15 days. And then, after that, she saw it on day 20. So, for three cycles in a row, three intervals, it was 15. And then, it was chaf. So, if you have three cycles in a row, so that means that you have a Vesis Kavua. And therefore you have to assume that's going to happen again on that same 15-day interval. But then, the next time, she saw it at a 20-day interval. So now, the next month, what is she choshish for? 15 or 20. So since the 15 was a Vesis Kavua, so Vesis Kavua remains. Even if one time it doesn't live up to its expectation, unless there are three times that it didn't live up to its expectation, it's going to still be a Vesis Kavua, and you're going to still have to keep it. But then we have a concept of a Vesis She'ena Kavua, which means even if it happened last month and it wasn't the norm, you still have to be Choshesh for the Vesis that happened one time. So next month, she's going to have to keep both days. They'll separate on day 15 and on day 20. Because day 20 was the Vesas, day 15 was the Vesas Kavua, and day 20 was the Vesas She'ena Kavua. So that's what he says. Ha'isha libudu liyos roi yom tezbov, v'inshitsa liyos roi liyom chov, zeh v'zeh asurim. So then, both days are asa. But shitsa pa'amayim liyom chov, what happened, if it happened twice on yom chov, where it's three times in a row is tezvav. Then, two times chav. So still you have to keep both. Zev is asurim. The chintza gimel palmim, but once it's gimel palmim, that's okay, the vesas. Yom chav huter tezvav, the kavol lo yom chav. Then tezvav is finished, because for three times in a row, tezvav no longer lived up to expectation, and now where it went to chav. She'ena isha kol vesla vesas, Achitik Ba'eda Gimu Pahamin. Right? The Enam Taharis Min HaVesis. She doesn't uproot. Achitik Akevi Meta Gimu Pahamin.
Is it on the third time? That it, like,
yeah,
up, and a month later up, and a month later up? On that time, now it's set the Vesis Kavua, the expectation, and then fourth time it would be the Vesis Kavua.
Right.
Up, or is it the fourth time
you
set it up?
It's, no, the third time makes it a Vesis Kavua.
Okay. And the fourth time
you have to be Choshesh Midin Vesis Kavua. So this Mishnah is talking about what we call a Vesis Haflaga, which means intervals. How much time intervals are there between one period and another? So let's see. Yeah. There's Gemara now. Itmar. Rasha yom chamisha asar l'chodesh zeh. V'yom tezayin l'chodesh zeh. V'yom shivasar l'chodesh zeh. Whereas 1 month it was 15, the next month 16, the next month 17. So she has an interesting pattern. She doesn't see the same every month progression. So Rav Amalakovah la Vesis Ledivuk. So Rav says she has a Vesis Ledivuk. She has a Vesis of progression, and therefore the next month there will have to be a expectation of the next progression. Ushmul Omar Achetilon til Sholesh Bedilog. Shmuel says no. You need, you see, 15, 16, 17, that's three periods, but that's not three dilugim. It's only two dilugim. Because it only showed the progression from 16 to 15 and 17 to 16. So there were only two, even though the first one was... In other words, because before the 15, it could have been 10. You know? So say it went from 10 to 15 to 16 to 17, that's only a progression of two. Because when you go from 16 to 15, 17 to 16, that's two. So who says that's a Vesis? Ushmul Omer Achit Tilosh Tisholesh Bedilu. You need 15, 16, 17, 18. Then you have Dilu. Because then you have three times with a progression of one. So Rav says, in the end, since it looks like Dilug from three, so so you'll see. The Gemara now is going to ask you a question. Both your questions. The Gemara is going to say, what's Pshat and Rav? And then, does this have anything to do with the regular din of Chazakah that you asked before? Leim Rav Shmuel B'Plukta the Rebbe Rav Shimon Amul Kamiflagi, the Tanya. Nisos L'Rishon Umes. A person got married to a husband, and then he died. So she can remarry. L'Sheni Umes. Then she marries a second husband, and he died. L'Shlishi Lotinase. So she shouldn't get married a third time. Because apparently she has a bad mazel that her husband's always dying her. So she shouldn't get married to the third guy. Rav Shimon Amul says, no! Nothing. You need a chazak, you need three times. So if three husbands die in her, then she can't marry the fourth. L'gimel tinose, l'dava lo tinose. So the Gemara says that maybe that's the machlokus here. That whether the chazakah is betray zimni or betla zimni. So the Gemara says, no, the kuli amik Rav Shimon Galil, l'achabah, l'chavifugi, Rav Sovar, chamishasar minyonu, shmuel came into lab bedilu, chazisi lab minyonu. See, the question is, do you say that do you count 15? Because it looks like a progression, 15, 16, 17. Or do you say, with the Maisa, it wasn't a progression? Okay. So now look in Tosis. Perish, Dafka began Gavna, Valrosa, Begimu Chadoshim, Obeyz, Bechodesh, Obeechod, you see, the case in the Gemara was a progression. The first month she saw the 15th of the month. Then she saw the 16th of the month. Then she saw the 17th of the month. So the question is, does she have to see the 18th in the month to have the thing? Or no? So that's the machlokes. But say she saw 3 months in a row on the second day of the month. So then everyone agrees the three riyas is enough, because there it's not going by progression. It's about what we call Vesas HaChodesh. So Tosis is Mechadesh, a concept of Vesas HaChodesh, which means that if a woman sees three times on the same Hebrew calendaric day of the month, then she has a Vesas Kavua to say she sees every month on Chaf. Chav Tishrei, Chav Cheshvan, Chav Kislev. So then, that's all she has to care about is Chav. Today, we usually don't have such women, but what we do, we have a Vesa She'ena Kavua for the Hebrew calendaric day, and the Vesa She'ena Kavua is a one-time thing. Whatever she saw, whichever day in the month she saw last month, that's the day you have to parish this month. But so Tosa says that the Gemara had a machloikas, Rav and Shmuel, 15, 16, 17, is that good enough? Or do you need 15, 16, 17, 18? Because you need three intervals. And And Tosa says that that's only by intervals. But if it's Dafka Gagadna, Valrosa Begimel Chadoshim, Obeyz Lachodesh, Obechad, in other words, you saw on Tishrei Beis Lachodesh, Beis Tishrei, Beis Cheshvan, Beis Kislev, so then three times. You don't need four times to have. So Tosa is Mechadish, the concept of. And this of Vesas HaChodesh. And it's clear from the Gemara compares it to Chazakah. You have another Gemara. Take a look.
How many times
Take a look on page 4, in the Gemara Bava Kamma, on Zayin Amud Beis. Page 4, Bava Kamma, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. By Shor Hamuad, the same concept. Nogach Yom Tezvav B'chodesh Zeh, Yom Tezayin B'chodesh Zeh, Yom Yezayin B'chodesh Zeh, Plukta de Rav Shmuel. The same machlok as Rav and Shmuel, whether you need three dilugim or two dilugim to make a muad, because the muad is three, so is a muad on the next time or not. Yeah. Well, at first the Gemara thought maybe the machlokas is whether you need tazaka 2 or 3. Then the Gemara says, no, everyone holds 3. But the question is, is this called 3 or not? There are shittas that say, but we, la halacha, I mean, it's a question what we hold la halacha, but in Hilchas Nida we assume 3 is a chazaka.
So we need an interval, we need 2 intervals or 3?
So for to have 3, you need 4 intervals if it's intervals. You need 4 periods to have 3 intervals.
Right. That's how we pass the Nida.
Yeah.
So every month.
Now most women, every month.
Every month make a little shayin for that every month.
Yeah. So we're going to make it. So we usually have lesser shayin kavuas. So whatever interval or whatever day of the month it fell on the previous day, even though it only happened one time, namely last month, he's still going to be choshesh this month. Yeah, in other words, you're going to have 3 vestos that a person is normally choshish for. For the, one of them is the chodesh. Today we're going to talk about the chodesh and the haflaga. And next time, Bez Hashem, on the onavenims. So comes the Ravid on page 8. And he bolsters the idea of Tosfos. He speaks about the different vestos. He says, "Echad yimei hachodesh." In other words, it's a concept of vestos hachodesh. Whatever Hebrew calendaric day it fell on, chaf chaf chaf. Even though that's not going to be the same interval. Because some month would be a Malay, some months would be a Chaser. So from Chaf to Chaf, from Tishrei to Cheshvan, is not the same from Chaf to Chaf, from Cheshvan to Kislev, because one would be a Chodesh Malay, could be 30 days, one could be 31 days. But still, the Chodesh, the day of the month. You see, in our minds, we can understand better the concept of Haflaga. This woman, that's her cycle. But we're saying now, the concept of a Vesa Chodesh says, there's something besides the amount of time of the cycle, that the day of the month is Mashpia. The day of the month is Mashpia. And if it was Mashpia last month, on Chaf, caused her to have her period on Chaf, then maybe Chaf will cause it again. Even though the intervals are different. One could be a 30-day interval the next month. From chaf to chaf of 1 month could be a 30-day interval. From chaf to chaf in another month could be a 31-day interval. Because 1 month could be a chaser and 1 month could be a male. So he says, the same thing as Tosfos, the Ravid, that the Gemara had a machlokes by progression, but if it's the day of the month, not. So comes the Ramban and says an unbelievable thing.
The Gemara's machlokes doesn't apply to the rest of
the Chodesh? Right, the rest of the Chodesh, three rears, because the whole machlokes of the Gemara is, if it's progressions, you might need four periods to show there's a pattern of three progressions. But if it's just not a question of progression, it's just the day of the month kavua, then three is all we're interested in three. But for progressions, you need four to have three. You need, because to have three intervals, you need four end marks.
That's Shmuel's opinion.
That's that is the opinion. Yeah, Shmuel, right. Correct. Shmuel.
What is what the Mishnah is talking about? I mean, the Mishnah says he saw the design every month of the reading, and then he switched it off. It's not saying this is what we're talking about, this
Chodesh. Right, so Harav Bernstein is asking Mordechai Kakasha. He says, why am I giving attributions to Tosfos and the Ravid if it's a Mishnah? You don't have to give a Yachakayach to Tosfos and the Ravid if they're calling you a Mishnah. So I'll show you momentarily that it's not a Mishnah. But wait till here. So comes the Ramban. And denies this whole idea of the Chodesh. He says there's no such thing. Just because a woman got her period on Chav, 1 month, who said she's going to get on Chav the other month? I can understand if it's Haflaga, so that's a cycle. But day of the month is not a cycle, because as I told you, between Tishrei's Chaf and Cheshvan's Chaf is not the same amount of days as between Cheshvan's Chaf and Kislev's Chaf, because one is going to be 30 and one is going to be 31, because 1 month is Mole, 1 month is Chaser. So if it's Mole, there's going to be an extra day. If it's Chaser, not. He says, I don't understand, says the Ramban. Look on page 10. It says, Ulefi daiti ba'ani yusi lo yofa kivnu arishonim b'chiluke havestos. Meaning he's arguing with Tosfos and the Ravid. And he said that they're not correct. They're not correct to say there's a concept of bays, or chav, chav, chav. It makes no sense. I can understand intervals, but what's that to do with the day of the month? So Jacob Bernstein Shlita asks, well, Ramban can't argue with the Mishnah. So Ramban says, no, you got the rope shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was not talking about the 15th of the month. The Mishnah is talking about an interval of 15. So when the Mishnah says, Chaisal Yivudu L'Yos Yom Tezvav, doesn't mean Yom Tezvav L'Chodesh, it means a 15-day interval. Yom Tezvav.
Yom is 15 days. Yom Tesvot is not like day 15.
Day 15.
In, you said day 15 of an interval.
An interval. Right. So, Mimela, the Ramban denies the whole concept of the Vesas HaChodesh. He says, the only thing I can understand is Haflaga, but Chodesh not.
So, that the underlying question is then whether Chodesh establishes Vesas HaHua, or whether the Chodesh itself.
Or whether Chodesh establishes even the Vesas HaShe'ina Kavua. Is there a whole? Is there a concept at all of the day of the month, or maybe it's only haflaga? Maybe the day of the month is totally irrelevant. So he thinks he's wrong. So at the end of the piece, on page 11, in the second column. First word in the line of Stavra Kavose, Barab Rav Avram Zaldan Bol Hachmir. The Ravid is Machmir. Ubal Nefesh Achus Lachmir Bin Avestos, Benkid Verena, Benkid Verena Rishonim. So he says, but Lumaisa, he admits that the other Rishonim argue with him. It's, you know, sometimes you have to admit. You know, sometimes you make a mistake, or you can say a different opinion, but you have to admit it, that there are other shitas that are not like you. And he is talking about Vestos we hold the Rabbanim. You know, sometimes it can be a shayla of a Daraisa, a Chomer Daraisa. And you have many people saying one way and different people saying other way, so you have to say, you know, maybe have to reconsider, and maybe gave her a wrong idea. So he says, look what he writes. So we should be machmir for the other shita at shiyara aleinu olachirim ruach bimarum lachriya ezo derech hayishori shayavar lo ha'adam. Until we get some, like, baskol or something, even though he mashkichim baskol, but some godly voice in the Shemayim to say if I'm right or the right is right. So we should follow both opinions. We should be choshish for the chodesh and for the haflaga. So the Ramban, see, he thinks they're all wrong, but he admits that they, you know, the Ravid was ish gadol. And what fascinates me even more is that when the Ramban, you know, he wrote a sefer on what? Anida. And in the sefer Anida, he writes as a davar pashut that there's a concept of Vesas HaChodesh. Is it in this packet or it's in, you'll see. In other words, I don't know, it's not in this packet, but it'll be in a future packet. If it's not in this packet, it'll be in the next packet. Yeah, you have the packets here. You have a packet here. What, the next packet? Maybe some packet. No, packet 10. You have packet 10 here? Did you give out packet 10? Is it in? You didn't get 10 yet? That's the next one? That's already a new. Okay, you can't. Okay, but you'll see. Well, Bezer Hashem, if you don't see it today, we'll see it. That the Ramban himself, in the halachas of Ramban, he says the Ravid shita. He doesn't, you know, lechumra. Yeah, shkoyach. Let's see. Yeah. Here, on page 8, you'll see, the Ramban writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf, listen carefully. Versus Hachodesh, Choshashas lo b'tchivoso b'palmachas. He says, Versus Hachodesh. Okay. Rasha be'echa b'chodesh, Shigi echa b'chodesh ashen, Yasura. Many times, Halach Yuches, Halach Achaf. He has the concept of Versus Hachodesh, b'feirish. So he, without any. Well, for Vesta's Kavu, it's three times, and Vesta's Shaka Ena Kavu, it's one time. So, without any hesitation, there's a din of Vesta's HaKodesh, and that became the normative. That's the normative halacha, and that's the way it is. That the Rechoshish, one of the Vestas Rechoshish for, is Vestas HaChodesh. And the Shulchan Aruch Paschal like that, take a look on page 18. Yeah, page 18. Kesa Kovat versus Avloga, Yom Shovim, Halacha Vav, page 18. Shem Shekovat versus Avloga, Yom Shovim, Shenim Shovim, Kachovat Bimei Chodesh, Bimei Shavua. Kesa Rosh Hashalosh Pomim Bechad, Beshabbos, or Bechamishi Beshabbos, Kovat versus. He says, Be'echad b'Shabbat, or be'echad b'Chodesh, or be'echad b'Chodesh, or behavior whole. Avol pisha echad mole ve'echad choser. Ein medaktikim b'kach. Because the day itself is what counts. Even though it's not going to be the same as a haflogah.
Really, what's with the weeks here?
Yeah, so the weeks, you could have weeks. You could have...
So wouldn't that be another...
That's
like the third Monday
of each month?
Well, how would that work?
Is it just the Monday? Maybe it would just be the third week. I have Sunday
and
one, you know, the Thursday.
No, but if you're saying here... If you have a kavias for that. You
could
have a kavias for the third Thursday,
of
the, you know. But
what
we hold...
In addition to, like, doing
no,
the month? Or no, that would be
different. If there's a pattern. But we do it even without a pattern. I mean, we do the Chodesh. Now, if you look at the Shach here on page 18, he says, Kosov HaRob, the Sefer Berak HaBayis, he doesn't think it's right. In other words, he thinks it could be that there could be a din of the Chodesh, not just Haflaga. But he says, Lo L'Kiddush HaChodesh L'Tiyah K'shua F'Lara, Elo Molar Alavana. Yeah. So if you want to see a little bit about the Molar, I Xeroxed here from Rabbi Bushwick's Understanding of the Jewish Calendar on page 23. So it means like this. If you see Chaf B'Chodesh this month, or Chaf B'Chodesh that month, so that's the same Hebrew calendar. So the Ramban thought that makes no sense. But in the end, the Ravid said it does. The Ra'ah says no. He says, because what's really causing, not intervals of the period, he says, what's causing the woman to bleed? It's the moon that's causing. So, just because one month is Chaf, right, and the next month is Chaf, that doesn't make it the same amount of days after the Molad. I mean, the Molad is when the moon, as he explains here, is between the earth and the sun. Right? That's the Molad. So we know we announce in Shul the Molad. So the Molad could be 2 days before. Rosh Chodesh could be
2 days.
Yeah, or it could be 3 days. So Chaf in 1 month and Chaf in another month is not the same amount of days after the Molad. So he says, I can understand that if you want to make it a certain day in the month, not necessarily a flogger of the Rias, then make it how many days after the Molad did she get her period last month? And how many days, and so we, and Bichoshesh for that amount of days after the Molad this month?
Because that's a Haflogah.
No, it's not a Haflogah.
Because the Molad is the same interval every month.
It's not a Haflogah. When we talk about Haflogah, we mean a Haflogah from period to period.
But the Molad is almost 29 days and 12 hours and some seconds every month is the same, so it's a Haflogah.
Meaning,
is
it, in other words, how many days from the Molad did she get her period?
So, but that's
in other words, he's saying the Ra'ashita is that if a woman saw a Chaf 1 month and Chaf the next month, that's not the same amount of days right. from the Molad, because that's 1 month the Molad was earlier, later, etc. It has to be Chaf L'Molad.
Right. But that's a consul.
Or not necessarily Chaf L'Molad. If it was Chaf, so how many days was that from the Molad? Say it was on Chaf, right? So then, but say the Molad was 2 days before, so that means there was 22 days after the Molad. So the next month count 22 days after the Molad. It would be much harder to figure out Vestas this way, because you couldn't just have a calendar. You'd have to. I don't know if that's why we announce it. But we don't follow the Ra'ah.
We don't follow the
Ra'ah? No.
We don't believe it. No. I'm doing sentiments.
No. Ra'ah never wins anyway. He always says, like, interesting things, but he, like... Yeah, right. So that's what the so we don't follow this Ra'ah. So the bottom line is, but the Ra'ah's idea is that it doesn't make any sense, that the if you want to see the Ra'ah inside, so you can look here on page 13. He says, if you look like 3/4 of the way down, it says, the second word of the line, Aval lo kidvarav. She efshar she kiddush achodesh. First word of the line is kiddush achodesh. She efshar she kiddush achodesh gorem l'isha shatira. Because why should a woman see, based on one bezdin, you can say the moon affected the woman. But Rosh Chodesh is when Beis Din was Mekoveya. So if it has to do with the natural moon, so then it should be whatever amount of days from the Molad, that was Mashpi on the woman, so maybe that will Mashpi on the woman next month. But just because Beis Din declared it Rosh Chodesh or not, why should that, make a difference?
Well,
of a lokid varav sheyevshel sheyekidish achodesh gorem leisha shetira. Okay, I mean the test of the chodesh there. Lo mekidish achodesh shalanu amar ela lemolar halavana. Mishas shenira karay ledbar rosh chodesh al pi ariya. Mishazuz shenira laart pol baolam who ain't above. That's why the fiche ain't a chodesh shabbos. But it's a nice idea. So what's the defense? What's the defense of the... In other words, because the Rashba is going to... He's from the people that hold that there's a concept of Chodesh. So the Ra'ah says Chodesh makes no sense. So there's the famous Yerushalmi in Ksubas on page 14. Who is? He's a Rishon, Rav Aaron Halevi. He's a Rishon. The Ritva quotes him. Doesn't he quote him? Mori Rabbi Haroah.
Maybe not.
Right. He's one of the candidates for the authorship of the, as he pointed out, of the Sefer Achinuch.
We have in halacha cases where based in effects.
Oh, so that's the answer. I mean, so page 14. The Yerushalmi, the famous Yerushalmi on page 14. Amar Avodin Ekra Lokim Elyon Lakel Gomer Alai. Vashalosh Shalom Viyomecha Vidim Lachim Bezdin Laobra Absulim Chozum. Right, the halacha is if a young girl had relations at age 2 and lost her hymen, we assume that it'll grow back. If it's after 3, then the hymen will not grow back. Before 3, the hymen will grow back. So what happens if it's she was nivol and then Bezdin decides to make a leap year? So now it would have been 3, but now they extended the year. So now it'll grow back. So you see that the fact that Bezdin changed the calendar, that will affect the person. So that's the Rashba's defense here on page 13 of the Mishmeres Habayis. Right? In other words, the Rashba wrote the middle, the Torah Habayis, and then the Ra'ah says Berek Habayis, your house needs you have a couple of leaks in the house, so you have to fix up your house, you have to do a Berek Habayis. And the Rashba writes Mishmeres Habayis, he defends the house. He defends his original house. He says, I don't need to...
House is good.
Amar HaKosev, Kvon Chachomim Yicholu, Aval Kushosu Zo Enet Kusha, Devadai Shippur Gorem, Shekol Bacha Bezen Shal Mata, Oze Bezen Shal Mala Masmichim Imam, Dechsiv, Asher Tikru Osom, Asher Tikru Atem Vemodam, Sobchim Kivu Achadoshim, Vibu Shonim, etc. And then he says the bias ktanim shomru ktanim bas gimel shonim, right? Then chen leading cotton, etc. How after chidush haguf chen doshuk betel gomer alai ktanim bas gimel shonim yomecha shenivola. So he quotes that din in the Yerushalmi. So at the end of the day, you know, the Ramban says maybe we don't hold the whole thing of Chodesh. And the Ra'ah says, okay, we do, but from the Moilah. At the end of the day, we hold Chodesh. That's easier for us, because then you just look at a calendar. You know.
The Ra'ah holds it's based on the
Moilah. The Ra'ah learns that it's based on the Moilah. In other words, how many days from the Molad last month did she get her period? So then you have to separate that same amount of days from the Molad this month. Then there's a discussion in the poskim. What if she sees on day 30 of the month, the next month is no 30? So now what do you do for a Kodesh? So look in Ravazna Sefer Shevet Halevi, page 19. He says, "Pre-day akan mistapik din rosu labad nisan shem sofa chodesh gorgas." So do we say it's a din sofa chodesh? So next in year it'll be, there's no labad year, so it'll be chavtes. V'tzvich lochosh chavtes b'year v'nishar b'tzar chiena. V'nira day lochosh. Says the pasuk pshat in the poskim is if the next month doesn't have a labad, so then there's no vesas chodesh because there's no labad. The Lama did it, but now we don't have a Lama to offer you. Kachos Baruch HaShulchan. The Lama, Nisav Chavtasiyah, Elohim of the Hashtavus Kala. And he quotes the Baruch HaShulchan here on the next page. Yeah. I didn't bracket it, but he says... It says that idea. Yeah, we'll see. One second. So, Bekitsa, that's how we assume. One more point. One second. Huh? Yeah, same.
Yeah, we discussed, when's the likelihood for this year? The Ramban said, he didn't like the right method that he was. And he said,
Ashayala,
Roshi, Moron. Right. So, why does anyone say, that's not
the only thing is, you see, those days they didn't have the capability of making a global assessment. You have your little shtot.
Yes, so that's the shtot. That's what we want to know.
But maybe in the other shtots.
Let's say even
today you could.
Let's say one woman.
On the computer, you can figure. You can Google. It'll tell you everything you want.
But let's say one woman. If she goes for the past 10 years, she's never. This doesn't happen in her. So shouldn't that at least be a chazaka in her?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about that more when we figure out Rav Abadi's approach to Ona Beininus. Okay. Now, when it comes to Chasam Sofer, it comes to Hafloga. So now, how do you do Hafloga? So, intervals, right? We said that the Ramban learns that should be the only Vesis. So we hold there's Chodesh and there's Haflaga. So how do you figure out Haflaga? So the Chasam Sofer says you go from the beginning. I always tell Chasanim, we're now in the month of Kislev. You go back 2 months to Tishrei. And you say, when did she begin her period in Tishrei? And you call that day one. And then you go to month of Cheshvan. And you say, when did she begin her period in the Cheshvan? You call that day one. And you count from day one of Tishrei, of the beginning of the period of Tishrei, the day one of Cheshvan, the beginning of the period of Cheshvan, and all the days in between, you'll get a certain number, say 34 for argument's sake, and then you'll take the number 34 and you'll count from day one of Cheshvan 34 days into the future, and that's the day she'll have to abstain in Kislev. So that's what he writes here, the Chasam Sofer on page 5. Right? So that's how we follow, like this Chasam Sofer. They go, the interval means the interval between the beginning of 2 months ago's period and the beginning of last month's period, where Choshesh, that next month's period, will be the same.
The
Chodesh for the Chodesh.
You could say the last month, whatever the last
month. The Chodesh and the Haflaga. And next time we'll talk about the Onabain in this as well. Now, Minad Chabad is different. Haflaga means, how many days are there between the beginning of 2 months ago's period and the beginning of last month's period? Counting the days of the first day of that period and the first day of that period, and you'll get a certain amount of numbers, and then you'll take that number and you count from last month's period that same amount of days till the future period. So Minhag Chabad is no. Haflaga means you count from the end of 2 months ago's period to the beginning of last month. So in other words, haflaga means how many days in between. So make a big difference, because a woman sees a lot of her period, so it makes a difference when she ended the period. So he says, that's what on page 6, because it says in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, so Chirasa Hayom, Uvasov Chov Yom Rapa Pamacheres. So here it's mashba that you go from the beginning of the period. So he explains in the thing, Hayom Perish Hayom Bilvad. It was the only time you start from the beginning of the period if the whole period was only one day. Uposkobo Sheilu Himshicher Ayesol Yom Shalachar Mechashim Haflogam Yom Shalacharav Shu Sofer Yosa. You go from the end to the beginning. And they also don't count days, they count onus. You know, how many night is counted as one day, night, day, how many intervals there are from the end to the beginning. And in the Sefer, Taras Yisrael, we saw that Sefer? No, that's Taras Bas Yisrael. But there's a Sefer, Taras Yisrael. Also, we have the pack. We'll have it in a future pack. This was like the old, as I mentioned, this was the old classic Sefer for Nida. 70, 80, I don't know, 100 years ago. Everyone used that Sefer. And that, someone pointed out to me, Lubavitcher pointed out to me, that was the way it was said, like the Lubavitcher Vestos. Today, no one does it except if you're a Lubavitcher. Today, everyone does like the Chasam Sofer, beginning to beginning.
What's the logic of the end? It's the days that she didn't see any nouns.
Right.
But I'm just concerned when she's going
to... I guess the assumption was she's going to start based on when she ended. After she finishes. Because it'll make a difference if how many days she bled a lot of days, then the assumption is that the next cycle will start later. Whereas according to the Chasam Sofer, it's going to start the same amount of whether she bled for 5 days or 10 days, or it's still going to be... Right.
So it's more.
Yeah.
So
it's a 5 day less. Right.
Time until the beginning of the
next. Okay, so Achrei Kachlos HaKol, we hold from the Chodesh, and we hold from the Haflaga, and we'll, next time we'll see, and we don't hold from all these. They're all nice ideas, and maybe if, you know, we reevaluate, I could hear, you know, some saying that he might like the Ra'ah, or they like the Ramban, but Ashevo Ruach Mi Marom, we're keeping what it says, Zachorish and Foga. But we'll see. There's Ona Beinunis, and then Ravabadi has a whole thing about that, so that will, as Hashem, on Wednesday, we'll.